All right, welcome to today's Bill and Rookie podcast for January 20th, 2021, as we are on the cusp, the brink, almost, of the NFC Championship game. And the Packers, they announced the other day, Rookie, that they're going to allow another 500 additional fans on top of the 6,000 that they allowed in the divisional round, 6,500 for this round, plus number of invited frontline workers, or I don't remember what the final number was, but it got me thinking, you know, and I've had trouble. You know, you're a huge hockey fan. You've been watching a lot of hockey. I've had trouble watching any hockey. I've had trouble watching college basketball. Without the fans, it's just not doing it for me.
Yeah, it's really difficult, and we've been talking about this ever since the pandemic. You know, it was kind of interesting at the very beginning, if you go back almost a year to when this all started. You know, it was going to be interesting to hear the natural sound and maybe hear guys mic'd up and see what it was like. And that didn't last very long in the NHL, in the NBA bubble, Major League Baseball. You know, it wasn't as bad at football or for football because, as we've talked about, the camera angles and so forth kind of don't show the crowd. But certainly it's better with fans. And speaking with a lot of the players or some of the players, the Packers, Kenny, and you hear Aaron Rodgers after the divisional game, that some is better than none, and it makes it at least feel a little more normal. Actually, Kenny used that word with me the other night when we were talking, that it felt more normal.
Yeah. Well, I thought the Packers did a great job of the way they spread people out. It made it feel like there were more people than there actually were, so that was great. But the enthusiasm, I think, is a little bit. I mean, thank goodness the Packers are still playing and, you know, have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Because otherwise, I don't know how much interest I'd have left in watching some of these playoff games. Do you have kids? And I know your kids are into it. Does that help you at all in trying to get enthusiastic about watching some of this stuff?
Well, I think with the NFL, I'd still be watching even if the Packers weren't in it. But, you know, my kids are getting more and more into hockey every day, and when I say that, not just playing, because they've been playing for years, Gabby especially, it's crazy. She's watching any games. The Blackhawks are her favorite team, but she's watching, I forget what it was the other day, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, something along those lines, not involving the Blackhawks, and she's watching these games. So it makes it easier, because you want to sit down and watch them with your kids. Suddenly they're interested in it, so you want to help them foster that interest. But I'm kind of like you, though. But I wonder, you know, and the ratings numbers kind of show that across the board, that, you know, viewership has been down. And I don't know if it's solely blamed on lack of fans. I also think that, you know, oddly enough, people found that there are other things to do, and that maybe you're still rooting hard for your own team, let's say, whether it be the Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks, or the Badgers, but maybe you found out that you didn't really need to watch as many games that didn't involve your team.
Yeah.
That there were other things to do, family things to do, whatever it may be. I certainly think that kind of crept into my own decision-making as well.
Yeah, I could feel that too. I have more interest in other things. And I don't know, maybe if it's age-related, you think it's age-related, just get... Because you're not as fervent a fan. I'm certainly not as I was, like, say, in my 20s or 30s. Maybe it's just you have more going on. You don't have as much time to devote to it. But I don't know. I always used to feel like I hated watching movies, especially at home, because you had to devote X amount of time for that movie when there was live sports going on where you didn't know what was going to happen and all that was, you know, and I always felt like I was missing out on some live sports if I dedicated too much time to watching a movie all in one sitting. But I don't necessarily feel that way anymore. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm getting a little bit older, but I just hope fans can come back soon, because to me it's just not the same. And for that, that's one of the main reasons I just don't have a ton of interest in watching some games right now.
It certainly is a lot different than I thought it was going to be. It impacted my viewing pleasure more than I ever thought it would. The question is, when they get fans back into the stands, will you go back to watching those games that don't necessarily involve the teams that you root for? That will be very telling.
Yeah.
Until you actually have full stadiums, full arenas again, and then can get an idea of where the viewership is, if it rebounds or not. You know, it's all a lot of speculation right now.
I think one of the main things for hockey for me is the crowd. So I think I will get back into it when they come back in hockey arenas. And the NBA is just, I mean, I was kind of down on the NBA to begin with, and now with no fans, it's like even worse to watch NBA games. And college basketball is kind of hard, too. And it almost feels to me, and I'm sure it's different for everybody, but it feels like, I don't know, like it's kind of wrong to be playing some of these games. I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a little COVID fatigue, but you know, until we get a better handle on this, I just don't feel like it's always a great idea. And every day, yeah, there's more and more games canceled and stuff. And, you know, we're almost a year into this thing. Well, we are probably close to a year into it, and it just doesn't seem like enough attention is being paid to this thing. I'm in the store the other day, and there was only a handful of people in there. I was the only one in there wearing a mask.
I'm like, come on.
What you were to people?
Well, look, the sports isn't going to shut down because there's just billions and billions of dollars involved, and we all know that. So, you know, it all goes back to the money, and they're going to try to do it the best that they can. They're just, look, the NHL, you know, with the Dallas Stars, you know, haven't played a game yet. They postponed a Nashville game last night, and we've already seen the NBA affected by it. You know, welcome to life outside the bubble, right?
Yeah.
You know, they knew it wasn't going to be easy. And they found out, you know, in the first weeks of the season that it wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah, a couple more games last night in the NHL that were postponed. So it's I guess that's going to be the way it is. We get more vaccinations and we get this thing under control. What do you think about the fact there was a story in the national news that the NBA is encouraging its players to get vaccinated and make it public and things like that to try to help, because there's a lot of apprehension apparently in the African-American community about getting the vaccine. They don't necessarily trust it, and they want the athletes to maybe set an example.
I think it's a great idea. Why wouldn't you do it? When the vaccine first came out and there were some Republicans that, you know, were getting shots, right? We're getting the vaccine shots.
Yeah.
And everybody made a big stink about it, going, oh, you don't believe in it, and you're anti-this, anti-that, but you're first in line to get a shot. Look, they still needed to get it. They still needed to be the first because, you know, unfortunately, as divided as we are, those people, by doing it, kind of showing the people that are their political party or what have you, that, you know, it's a good idea. So anybody that has name, whatever side of the aisle you're on, sports, what have you, should be getting the vaccination, doing it public to encourage others to do it. I'm all on board with that.
Yeah, me too. I wish there were more available. I was at the doctor yesterday. Even my doctor hasn't had his. He did tell me. I'm sorry. He did tell me he just got it last week, his first shot. But, I mean, we're a month into it already. So hopefully they get those out sooner and we can get on the list at some point. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I feel better.
Was that kind of a little getting the weight of the world off your shoulder?
A little bit.
You can bounce things off me. I can help you out a little bit.
Got to be honest. It was a little bit.
All right. That's good.
All right. So thanks for that. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right, Rook. Thanks. That is today's podcast for January 20th, 2021. We'll see you tomorrow on the Bill and Rookie Experience starting at 6 a.m. on The Fan.